Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Ralph Danglemeyer, who is the CEO of BlueSnap. Ralph, thanks for joining me today.
Karen, thanks for having me on such a cold morning here in Boston.
It is freezing, but here's a topic that will warm everyone up, because I think it'll actually get the juices flowing. You have a pretty controversial point of view, Ralph, on the state of e-commerce and online merchants in particular. And you've come out and said that if it were you, you would basically short the stocks of online merchants in spite of the fact that e-commerce and online sales are exploding. I'm confused. What's going on?
Well, Karen, I just saw a great movie called The Big Short. Have you seen that movie?
I have not seen that movie. But I know what it's about.
Well, when you're not working, maybe it's a good idea to check it out, because there was a group of people, as you know, that got in a room and said, hey, maybe there's a little bubble in the housing market. And we're working with a lot of e-commerce merchants, and we're seeing possibly a little bubble now in e-commerce sales.
So what do you mean by that?
Well, what we mean is, as we're working with merchants and converting them from one payment gateway to ours, we're seeing that the number of sales is increasing. And that what that means is that they're losing sales in their current checkout process. And almost none of the merchants know that until it's pointed out to them.
So I get the fact that there is this conversion problem, especially as more and more consumers are using mobile devices to conduct commerce. But if this is such an explosive area of our economy, and if this is really the direction that consumers are moving in terms of how they're shopping, the shopper cycle, which is truly about using mobile devices to inform and make those purchases, why aren't merchants paying more attention?
Well, a lot of these merchants just don't know they have a problem, or if they have a problem, they're not really sure how to address it. So we've identified three areas of issues with checkout. One is we're going to call frictionless checkout. We can talk about someone like Amazon, who I think has got this right. The other area is confidence, shopper confidence in the buy cycle. And the third area is, what do you do with a shopper decline transaction? And if you dig into these a little bit, I can give examples. So most sites have just too many fields on checkout, maybe five or six different fields in checkout. Most sites are not optimized for mobile checkout, like you just mentioned. So this is causing areas of decline or sales not to happen. Many of these merchants are not offering things like coupons or allowing people to check out without creating a profile. This is causing friction in the checkout process, which is causing declines. Second area is consumer confidence, where they don't have live chat, they don't have security logos, they don't have things on the site that make people feel they're buying from a secure area. And then the last area is failover, where what happens if a shopper's card declines? What's the message that goes back to the shopper? Does it say, I'm sorry your card's declined, we are very interested in your order, can you please call us? Is it because they're taking a German shopper and sending all the credentials to U.S. Bank and that card hasn't been purchased before from a foreign country, so the fraud rules are blocking those transactions? You need to really dig into those and see, how do you manage declines? So when you put friction, confidence, and declines together, you're getting up to 40% of sales that are not going through or failing, which is why we're sort of calling this the new Big Short.
Wow. So I'm sitting here looking at this shopper buy cycle that you guys have put together, and it lays out nine areas of frictions along the three dimensions that you just described. Are there particular areas where these things have broken down? I mean, are the nine points of friction kind of weighted equally, or are there places where there's really some low-hanging fruit that could be attended to?
No, that's a good question. They're not all weighted equally, and they need to be constantly monitored. So the biggest thing we're hearing from merchants right now is frictionless, frictionless, frictionless. Everybody wants to be like Uber and Amazon, and they just don't know how to do that. So that's probably the weighted much higher. And a second area weighting would be the ability to deal with declines. And what do they do with declines? There's a lot of what we call currency acquiring mismatches, where someone's buying in a foreign currency and sending transactions to another currency, and that's picking up fraud rules and declining transactions, even if it's a valid transaction. And then confidence is important, but that would generally come up third in the ranking of what to do with helping reduce checkout conversions.
Are these kinds of breakdowns relatively straightforward to fix? Is it a complicated process to right the ship, so to speak?
Not really. They're not really easy to fix. And I'll tell you why. Many of the merchants don't have the data. So if we don't have data on what's wrong or where the transactions are failing, you can't optimize it. So that's sort of one problem. And if they do get the data, we find that there's no process with merchants, or very few merchants have any process to really look at it on a continual basis, monthly or quarterly, and really find out where is it. They're not using tools that are available to them out from their payment gateway or from the websites.
So you mentioned that a lot of times merchants don't know that they have this problem. I mean, obviously, what merchant would want to lose potentially 40% of their sales? But is there another reason that merchants aren't rushing to get these kinds of breakdowns repaired?
Well, other than not knowing that they have it, they usually go into a place, look for an API, kind of connect what I call set and forget. And then they don't realize that what they really need to do is look at the data, use things like Google Analytics, use data reporting they get from the gateways, evaluate where their problems are, adjust, and then what I call play shampoo, you know, wash, rinse, repeat. They need to do that again. And it just has to be part of their process. And generally speaking, there isn't anyone at the merchant that really owns that process on a regular basis. So
wow.
This leads to the 40% problem. And people that get it right, like an Amazon, are going to have much higher success rates than other merchants.
Well, it sounds like an area that needs a lot of attention from merchants that are truly committed to keeping pace with the shopper buy cycle as you've identified it, and anticipating the points of failure and doing something before they become real breakdowns. The conversion index, I think, provides a really good overview of just exactly what the implications and impacts are. And we'll look to you for additional insight as we learn more from you and with the merchants that we look at together. Thanks very much, Ralph.
Thanks, Karen.